Oh, Okay, first and foremost, our learning should be a matter of the protection of the Jewish people.
Amen.
We saw a terrible happen in Eretz Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should watch over the whole family and all Klai Yisrael, Bez Hashem. Also, in the merit of the Baal Tanya Zerza, if we're called Negunim with Chassidus, to not mention the Baal Tanya Taga, then something's wrong, very wrong. The Baal Tanya Zerza, the first of Baba Cherubi. Also, the Shem Shmuel Zerza, of Mordechai Gifter. There's a lot of good things, a lot of. Tonight's a special night. So maybe it was Beshert that we switched it up to tonight. Beshkoach to you guys. So tonight I want to talk about Shabbos. Which is funny because it's Wednesday night, but the Sfarim say that we say L'chun Aranana already on Wednesday. You could save dollars till Tuesday. So Jews' center is always around Shabbos, which I talked about today in class. But first we'll start off with a Maisa. You know, sometimes we end with a Maisa. Maybe we'll start with a Maisa. Rabbi Rav Weinberger likes to say a great story about of Hillel Paracher. He's one of the Gonim in Chabad. I'm not sure, I think he was in the time of the Baal Tanya. Hillel Paracher had a great mashal on what we're doing in this world. So he said there was a guy who, remember, he heard this niggin. And anytime he heard this niggin, it lit up his entire life. Everything, no matter what happened, he was maybe doing bad in business, maybe something bad at home. He remembered this niggin, everything was good. But one day, what happened? He forgot the niggin. He's tried so hard. And the maestro goes that he looked, he was starting, he went to go all about the nigina, trying to talk to all the musicians to try to hear that niggin. He wasn't getting that geschmack. In his entire life, he's just trying to go back to that niggin, trying to get people to hear that song. So he says that was the mashal. The nimshal is that each one of us heard that niggin. You know, when we were by the Kisei HaKavod, we were in Olam Haba. That's Mashiach Degen Negin. In our entire lives, we're always trying to go to a different Bala Negin, and we try to go to this thing. We're going to get pleasure out of this and this and that. And at the end of the day, we realize that the only real satiation for the soul is something that's going to be fully spiritual. Shabbos, for me at least, Shabbos is that Negin. It's that place where a person can just go to, the whole world stops. Doesn't matter what happened during the week. Shabbos is the one time to focus on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's talk about it a little bit. So we look on page one. Page one, the pasuk says, "V'samti pedus ben ami u'ben amecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to place a distinction between my people and your people. Tomorrow, the sign will come about." So the end of the middle of the Makkah of Arav. So he says an amazing thing here. He says, "V'samti pedus." What's the distinction? Says the Divrei Yisrael, what's this sign that's going to be between my people and your people? Your people, it's going to be Shabbos. As Gemara says, Shemal Shamu Yisrael Shteb Shabbosos Miyan Negalim. Klai Yisrael kept two Shabbosos, they will be immediately redeemed. Shabbos is that separation between us and the rest of the world. Zeo Ben Ami Ben Amecha. Shabbos is that Inyan of Kodesh Baruch Hu separating us from the entire world. And he quotes the Medrash, if you look in the second paragraph, where the arrow is, it says, Shemos Rabbah. That really Shabbos was instituted in Egypt. You know famously that Moshe Rabbeinu established Shabbos in Egypt. If you go to page 2, Yaakov Kamenetsky actually quotes the Medrash. And the pasuk is on Lo Shama Moshe Mikol Tzurach Mevod Kasha. Basically, Moshe comes back with great news, guys. 210 years, we are leaving. We are out of here. You know what they, you know what the pasuk says? They couldn't hear him. Mikol Tzurach Mevod Kasha, and the shortness of breath and their hard work. So Rashi famously says, "Was Mikol Tzurach Mevod Kasha?" When someone's very tired and very stressed out and burnt out, they're not able to hear good news. Meshech Chacham has a beautiful word we mentioned earlier in the week. That doesn't matter if you tell someone that Mashiach is coming. If someone's in such torture, it doesn't matter. They just want, all they want to do is just get out of that physical pain. He says, if you go look at the second paragraph here, he quotes the Medrash. What does this mean? They couldn't hear Moshe's message. He quotes the Medrash. Moshe came to Paro and he says, "Free the Jewish people." As Omar Paro, page 3. Not only are we not going to let them go, we're going to make it even worse. So the Medrash says an incredible thing. That Moshe, actually is another. The Medrash says that Moshe went to Paro and said the Jewish people need a day to rest. If you want them to work, they need a day to rest. Which day did he pick? They picked Shabbos. But when Moshe came back and he came back at him so strong, so they really need time to leave. What did Paro say? Not only are you not even not be able to leave, now I'm going to take away Shabbos. And that's why it says, when Moshe got involved, right, at the end of last week's parsha, beginning of this week's parsha, things are a little bleak. Not only are things getting worse, not only are things not getting better, things are getting worse. Right? No more straw, no more bricks, everything's done. It says, Rav Yaakov, you want to know why they weren't able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu? Because they didn't have Shabbos Kodesh. A Jew with Shabbos, it's like the Jew, it's like Rav Hillel parsha, it's that niggin. No matter what, the person could say terrible things, when Shabbos comes, everything stops. Shabbos is coming one with Rabbeinu Shalom. So I have the schuss of learning Shabbos now with my 8th grade boys, Baruch Hashem, in school. And one of my rabbeim, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, he actually hangs around Miami Beach these days. If anyone is around Miami Beach, he hangs out in the Karastir Shtibel.
I know Rav Wolfson, actually.
What?
I actually met him a couple of times.
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn, from Amunah Tzisrael. So he's a guy in Oilam, he was Baal Munasitecha, and he comes down here for a long time to get away from the coldness of the north. So he writes from one of his Talmidim, Rav Zev Reichman, he's a Rebbe Rav in NYU, and a Rav, he was Shul in Englewood. So he has a Sefer called Flames of Faith, which is an introduction Sefer to Chassidus. And he writes here an amazing thing on his chapter on Shabbos. He says, if you look at L'chadodi, a lot of the paragraphs of L'chadodi talk about Yerushalayim. What in God's name does Yerushalayim have to do with Shabbos? What's going on over here? So look at the bottom paragraph. Why do we sing of Yerushalayim in the prayers of Shabbos? Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, really Rav Rechman from the name of Rav Moshe Wolfson. You want to know what it is? Because the answer is that Yerushalayim is Shabbos. What Shabbos is in dimension of time, Yerushalayim is in the dimension of place. Basically, every Shabbos, a Jew goes back to Yerushalayim. It could be that you're in the middle of Boca Raton. You could be in the middle of Alabama, Nebraska, Oklahoma. But what Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in place. They share the same type of godly revelation. Look at the footnote on the bottom there. He says, Shabbos displays that man is not the master of his fate and livelihood. Hashem is the master of the universe. During the times of the temple, there was no private ownership of homes in Yerushalayim. For instance, during the holidays, any Jew could stay in any home in Yerushalayim without paying rent. For in Yerushalayim, the homes belong to Hashem. So you don't own an apartment in Yerushalayim. You don't own an apartment in Yerushalayim. Maybe during the week you do. But once Shabbos comes, Yerushalayim is everyone. Yerushalayim is lakol. Yerushalayim teaches us the lesson of Shabbos, that Hashem is the only true master of the entire world. So why is it we talk about Yerushalayim, Daka going to Shabbos? Because what Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. It's the time that breaks off the rest of the world. It's the holiest place in the world. It's the holiest time of the week. Right? When Yerushalayim is in place, Shabbos is in time. So at the end of the day, we should be zocher to be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. But the nice if we can't be there physically, but spiritually, a Jew could go there every week. Just reminded me of a story that I saw we said today in yeshiva. I think we'll have some extra minutes for some nagunim, Baruch Hashem. So there was a great Rav, Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein, he's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's brother-in-law, Shlita, and he said a great story. He said there was one, in 1920s, it was very not pasha to keep Shabbos in New York, right? If you came in on Friday, if you didn't come in on Monday, the boss said don't come on Saturday. You don't come Saturday, don't bother coming on Monday because you're not having a job. And there's this one, there's a lot of Jews, you know, Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas that they couldn't withstand the test, and they had Kiddush, and they davened, but they went to work. So we can't judge anyone. Rav Moshe says that a lot of their kids went off the derech because so they would say it's so shvach to be a yid. You can't judge, but that's what happened. But says Rav Zilberstein, there was once this one Jew that every Friday before he left, he would tell his boss, "I'm just letting you know, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I have Shabbos Kiddush." So God said, "I'm just letting you know, if you don't come in tomorrow, I'll come out on Monday." So no problem. But do you mind if I just have one more favor? Can I get a pink slip? I was explaining to the guy, I said, what a pink slip is. Can I get the fired document? Okay, very good. And this happened like 4 or 5 times. And this kid's like wondering, like, why is Abba doing this? Why is Tati doing this every asking for the pink slips? Comes around the Yontif of Sukkot. What happens? He takes those pink slips and he puts it on his sukkah. And he puts it all over as Sukkot decorations. Because he was showing at the end of the day, he wanted to show Kadosh Baruch Hu how much he cared for him. And Hadavka, he did that through his Mesirus Nefesh, and Hadavka, one of the pink slips. Why? To be able to show the rest of the world the pink slips mamish. So at the end of the day, we have a lot going on throughout the whole week. We all have our own mitzrayim. It could be in business, it could be in school, it could be with anything. It could be anything going on. There's a lot happening during the week. Shabbos is the time we're able to break free of those things. We're able to break through and come to who we truly are. Rabbi Leibel Eger, who is the grandson of the great Rabbi Kiva Eger, so it was his yard site this week, a Chaf Beis. So I thought it would be a good idea to quote something from him. So look at page 6. He writes that Shabbos hi milizug refuah, right? We say Shabbos hi milizug refuah. So he said, if you look at the Reshei Tevos, the first letters in the word Shabbos hi milizug is Reshei Tevos Moshe. So he says, what in God's name does Moshe have to do with Shabbos? So look at the bottom. In the underline. It says, Ki Moshe b'gamashia kel shakai. Moshe is gamashia 345, which is exactly gamashia kel shakai, which he says is the name, Shem HaKodesh Shel Bris, which is the name of the Bris. It's the name of HaKodesh when it comes to the Bris Kodesh, which is what Shovim is all about. Kel shakai is the Kedusha of the Bris Milah. How does this connect to Shabbos? He says the Iker Kedusha of Shabbos comes from being Kodesh during the week. Mishorish kedusha zu nimshach ha-geula. Eskors brisi. You want to know how Mashiach is going to come through this kedusha? Panimis, look in the top. Panimis kedusha sabris. Who kedusha Shabbos? The kedu kedusha is Moshe Rabbeinu. He says the kedusha of Shabbos comes from kedusha of bris mila. The more a person guards himself during the week from the proper things of looking at the right things and speaking about the right things and being sanua and kadosh and torah and eating and drinking in the right way, then he was zochta the kedusha Shabbos. And that's the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who was able to block out the rest of the world and solely focus on his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why he says that Shabbos he melizuk in all Yisrael. He loves doing this. He says is Rashi Tevosh Moshe. It's also brought down by the Nesiv Shalom that Shabbos the answer is Shabbos b'makom tefillin, right? Shin be Shabbos beis b'makom tefillin. And what tefillin is a reminder of that we're Jews, that we're an os to remember that. The connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos takes its place as an os. That's what Shabbos stands for. Shabbos Yim Elizag Refuah. Shabbos Malkum Tefillin. So at the end of the day, let's just chaz in the end of the Maaseh.
That's
exactly why we don't wear Tefillin. We definitely don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos because we don't need it. Shabbos takes the place of Tefillin. Yeah. And Chol Moed takes the place of it. I still haven't figured out but not everyone does that. It depends on your minute. Right. Okay. But everyone keeps Shabbos, I think. So at the end of the day, we started off as Samti Pedus. Right, the positive beginning of Shishi, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to have a sign. I'm making a distinction between my people and your people. What's that sign? Says the Divrei Yisrael. The sign is Shabbos Kodesh. The Jew is able to break through the rest of the week, focus on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Jews weren't able to hear Moshe's words of salvation. Because Paro took away Shabbos. He took away the Shabbos Kodesh. Take a person who's away his Shabbos, they're not able to have anything. And that's what Shabbos is. What Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. It's that place where a person can go to, able to close his eyes. Sometimes we, not sometimes, every time Ben picks up a guitar, we come together. We try to tap into Shabbos a little bit here. I'm not sure if anyone gets my gist, but try to become a little Shabbos during the week already. Just because Shabbos is on Shabbos doesn't mean we can't try to tap into a little bit of Shabbos during the week as well. And finally, we saw a great remez from Rabbi Leibler. If you want to have the holiness of Shabbos, you know, it's got to come dafka through how we work on ourselves throughout the week. And then we're zoch to have a beautiful Shabbos. But I saw a great nice I brought down Rabbi Weinberger. He says that I'm going to read it just because he says it so beautifully. One of my wife's favorite stories. So it was after the war, and I'll read it. Many of the survivors who made their way to Eretz Yisrael settled in Bnei Brak. The residents there found two apartments for a group of orphan girls in one apartment building. Because all these girls had lost their entire families, the apartments were constantly filled with sadness, mourning, and tears. Finally, one of the girls became a kala. She got engaged. She was the first girl in the group to get engaged. In the Shabbos before her chasna, during her Shabbos kala, the girls broke out in song and began singing Zmiras together for the first time. One of the neighbors ran down to the Chazon Ish, complaining, "It's Kol Isha. We hear women singing. We should protest." The Chazon Ish asked him, "Who was singing and who was it? Who was singing?" And he was told that it was the orphan girls in the apartment, the survivors. Chazon Ish then said, "They're singing? They're finally singing? Let them have a little joy. You can go take a Shabbos book in order to avoid hearing them, but the girls must continue singing. Their radiance was finally returning after all the years of misery." Maisa, sometimes we have the whole week. I don't know if we have a chas from a Holocaust, but we feel like we're stuck in our own mitzrayims, our own miseries. But Shabbos, we're able to break free, tap into the Shabbos, to Niyan, to just coming together of Menuchas Nefesh. So we should be zocha b'ezras Hashem to learn more about Shabbos. The more we learn about Shabbos, we'll appreciate Shabbos Kodesh. And we zocha, they'll take the Iker days of Shovim, the Svarim Seir, which Tumayr always brings it down, is Shabbos Kodesh. So these Shabboses, these six Shabboses, Shemos Va'era, Bo B'Shach Yisro Mishpatim, it's brought down that they're very, very holy Shabboses. We should be zocha to connect it in a very, very deep way, b'ezras Hashem, hopefully not only in time, but also in space, in Yerushalayim.
Shabbos, 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 Charlie. Shabbos.
Shabbos.